Turn to Proverbs 4:20. This will be our last verse for tonight. Proverbs 4, verse 20. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." So this is basically some review here. Solomon is saying some of the same things that he's already said to his son a few times. He says, "My son, attend to my words." So he here repeats his exhortation to his son to attend to his words. He had told him this in the first verse in Proverbs 4 and verse 1. It says, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to know understanding." Attend to my words. Attend to know understanding. This would not be the last time that Solomon would repeat this exhortation either. In the first verse of the next chapter, he says again, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding." And then in Proverbs 7:24, he says, "Hearken unto me now therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth." So five times here, Solomon, is it five? One, two, three, four times. Four times Solomon tells us to attend unto his words. To attend means to direct the to direct the ears, mind, energies to anything. To turn one's ear to, listen to. So figuratively or literally, to turn your ear to pay close attention, directing your mind and energies to hear what is being taught. So if we're to learn the wisdom of God, we have to focus on doing so by directing our ears, mind, and energy to it. Because, you know, it's not just enough to hear, because plenty of times we hear, but we don't really comprehend, right? Because we're not paying attention. We're not directing our energy to listening and trying to understand what is taught. And that's what we have to do if we're going to understand the Word of God. The fact that Solomon exhorted his son to attend to his words four times in the book of Proverbs shows how important it is to do so, or else he wouldn't have said it four times. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." Now, he had also previously exhorted his son to incline his ear to his wisdom in Proverbs 2 and verse 2. "So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." And he'd also encouraged his son to hear his sayings in Proverbs 4:10. Proverbs 4:10, just a few weeks ago we looked at this. "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." So he's repeating himself here again. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. He's already told his son to do both of those things in the past. To incline is to bend or bow the head, the body, oneself, toward a person or thing, and hence forward or downward, to bend or turn one's ear toward a speaker, to give ear, listen favorably, attend. So incline and attend are they define, or one, at least one defines the other, so they're similar. They both have to do with turning, listening, figuratively or literally. To incline one's ear to wisdom is to pay close attention to what's being taught and to focus the mind on learning it. And here's why this is so important. Because if we don't incline our ear to wisdom of the Word of God, then we'll have disastrous results that will plague us and we will come to regret later in life. This is going to be a short explanation. This is the last verse. Proverbs 5 and verse 13. Here's why we want to attend to God's words and incline our ear unto his sayings. Verse 13, here's the man that did not attend and did not incline, and here's what happened. In Proverbs 4, and verse, let's just start with verse 12. Let's start with verse 11. "And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me." When you don't incline and pay attention and focus and give ear, then we can end up going down the path of darkness, which we read about in the last verse, and end up deeply regretting it later in life.
It's in Proverbs 5.
What did I say? Proverbs 5. Thank you. Yeah, Proverbs, that was 5, 11 through 13. Now that takes care of Proverbs 4, verse 20, and we will pick it up next time with verse 21, Lord willing.
What's interesting?